It's about to get a whole lot faster to deliver and track your online shopping parcels, with New Zealand Post opening its biggest processing centre yet. The brand new facility opened in South Auckland this week, capable of processing more than double the number of items per hour. The facility started processing domestic parcels this week. In a few months' time, it will become the international gateway for all parcels, with Customs and MPI moving into the building. Anai te kairi poata, Louise Tanuth. Here's Louise Tanuth with that story.
If you're waiting on a parcel, chances are it's here at NZ Post's new processing facility in Whitty. Bright and glossy shopping parcels, heavy bags of dog food and tiny packets fill quick-moving conveyor belts winding around the huge warehouse. Chief Executive David Walsh admits things were lagging at their previous sorting facility in Highbrook, which often led to big delays, especially around Christmas time.
That was built about 15, 16 years ago, and that's probably been out of capacity now for about 4 or 5 years. So we've known that if we want to keep pace, we've got to get bigger.
And get bigger they have.
This new processing facility is the size of 4 football fields and has more than doubled its processing capacity, going from 13,000 items per hour to more than 30,000.
General Manager of Processing and Automation, Marie Watson, says that's all thanks to state-of-the-art automation technology, which removes the need to sort through parcels by hand.
It has the brains to sort to every address in New Zealand. It'll provide better visibility, more accuracy, more efficiency in the way that we process parcels and packets.
Ms. Watson says it's a streamlined process from start to finish.
Parcels arrive in here via truck and planes all through the night. They're inducted or loaded onto the sorters, and then the brains of the sorter does all of the magic. So it reads the address, reads the barcode, measures and weighs the item and checks the quality of it, and then it's fed into a sort plan that will identify where it's being delivered. It'll either go to one of the bags that you see here or one of the containers that we dispatch out to our courier fleet.
In a few months' time, both Customs and the Ministry for Primary Industries will be moving into the building, which will make delivering incoming and outgoing parcels from overseas a whole lot easier.
So the conveyor belts will automatically bring a parcel once it's cleared the border through to this side for domestic sortation through to all of those addresses in New Zealand.
The site was 3 years in the making and is the company's biggest investment yet, with twice the size and capacity of any other site in the country. David Walsh says this allows NZ Post to meet the growing demands of online shopping.
In New Zealand, about 10% of retail is online bought. In some countries around the world, it's up to double that. So we think New Zealand will continue with those global trends. A site like this allows us to keep pace with that.
At the moment, New Zealand Post processes 95 million items per year, but the company is aiming to double that by 2033. The new Whitty facility gets the ball rolling, with further facilities planned over the next 5 to 10 years as online retail continues to skyrocket.